Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. A lot of people have a lot of time on their hands, plenty of time to think. I can assure you, I've been on Facebook recently and
some personal reflection.
They've got some ideas. So, you know,
depends on what part of Facebook you hang out on.
Right. It's a customized place. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie. Yeah, people go on Facebook, collect a group of idiots, and then be like, well, I don't see anything useful on Facebook. Well, collect useful people. You can collect however you want.
That's how I started using it. It was just a news aggregator for me at one point. I find all the websites that I like to visit regularly and just put them all in there, and what shows up on my news feed, their articles.
Well, that's interesting. My wife uses it just to look at pictures of puppies, and she loves Facebook. I have collected, as you said, a wide assortment of people that I wanted to comment to, and what I find is that I have to be very careful in how I consume Facebook, because as a result, I can get pretty grumpy reading things. I'm like, oh boy, this person's wrong. There's a person wrong on the internet. And
must do something.
Right. The best bet is to not do anything, but every once in a while I'll post something, and then... And I do post things. You know, I intend to have it as an outlet as opposed to an inlet of information.
There's someone on there right now saying that everyone who is at the New Hampshire protest event in Concord is manslaughterers.
I think that I have that person blocked for being an idiot in general.
Well, yeah.
He went to the protest, manslaughter, convicted, guilty.
See, what they're saying on the community pages, the people who are against it, is that we're all going to die in 2 weeks. So somebody said that she's going to go there in 2 weeks and post, I'm not dead. What I want to do is go there in 2 weeks and be like, I guess I'm undead, y'all.
Zombie apocalypse.
I guess I'm a zombie.
Well, yeah, I tend to think we're not all going to die in 2 weeks. But if fear is running your life right now, tell me what your greatest fear is from this virus. The number is 855-450-3733.
The second wave.
Right. Who knows if we're not in the second wave now? What about the third wave? What about the fourth wave? Who knows? I have no idea.
That's the problem.
If this virus spreads as easily as they say it spreads, everybody's going to get it. If it doesn't spread as easily as everybody says, as you hear on on the internet, as it spreads, then you've been lied to.
And the lockdown isn't even purported to prevent people from getting it.
Flatten the curve.
Right. It's to flatten the curve. Parse out the people who get it.
Well,
hospitals are empty. I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them are.
And there'd be more hospitals if there weren't all these regulations that literally prohibit building more hospitals.
Aren't they sending mercy ships into New York City and then, like, they never had anybody in them?
Yep.
Or never anybody with COVID-19?
So what you're saying is if you're going to get it now while the hospitals can still take you?
There's an argument for that. There's an argument that you want to get it if you believe that there's going to be so many people who have it at some point in the future. Then sure, get it now so when you can reserve your spot on a ventilator. Well, that makes sense. Now, chances are good. Now, and again, I'm going to restate this. Everybody should adopt a person at risk in their life so that they can drop things off for that person that they need, communicate, you know, that kind of thing. Because ultimately, your health is your responsibility. And if you're at risk, you should probably be staying inside right now. But I don't think we can lock down the world for 2 years. You certainly can't do it 2 years, 2 weeks at a time like they've been doing. This is for 2 weeks, folks. Two more weeks. Two more weeks.
You can't even plan, and they think that that's gonna help us calm down. But then we can't plan after the second or third time of that. Then you realize it's not 2 weeks,
right.
But you don't know how much it is. So if they had just come out and said originally, "Oh, it's gonna be 4 months or whatever,"
What if it's just a full lockdown for 2 weeks? Just like not even all the essential people stay home too. Like if you die in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, you should have planned better. But 2 weeks, nobody goes outside. Nobody does anything. Virus will run its course with everyone who's got it.
They can't do that in New Hampshire. We'll shoot them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if it's
Walmart?
The best course of action?
But it's right. Not because okay. They'll get shot.
It's just not going to work. I mean, that's
now
not
you could
just
do that in L.A. probably.
No, you can't. You're going to have to. You have to put people out in the street, and if you don't, then people will go out into the street. No, this isn't going to work anywhere. You can't do a total lockdown because ultimately you need enforcers to enforce the lockdown. If you're going to have a lockdown.
Oh yeah, that's true too. I think of cops as not people, so I see them roaming around, but they are people and can in fact be infected with
viruses. Speaking as a fireman, I'm not terribly interested in responding to calls for people that are, you know, out there doing silly things either. But that's kind of the talk to any EMT and they'll tell you 90% of their calls are for people who didn't need it or deserved it.
I've known some EMTs, and that's the impression
it's easy.
I got.
It's an easy way to get cynical quickly, okay. Is to do emergency medical because you're like, God, maybe you deserve this, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe you should just stop calling me for every minor little thing so you can get a ride to the emergency room so you can get warm, or whatever the case may be.
Is that indicative of the healthcare system in general, then, that's what people use emergency medical services for? Like if the healthcare system was run differently, maybe people wouldn't need to use those services
They don't need, it's a lot of the time they don't, either A, they don't need any services, or B, they did something incredibly stupid to cause them to need services. So I don't think you can put that one on the system.
Well, people do dumb things all the time. I don't think you're ever going to stop that.
No.
But that's mostly...
Still not the health, like, what is a doctor supposed to do about that? What is a regulator supposed to do about that?
Well, not a regulator.
Like, this 30-year-old decided to shoot off bottle rockets out of a beer can in his face. Like, how does not having health regulations prevent the problems caused by that?
That's a problem that solves itself.
Yeah, I mean, or they pay more, right? The disincentive would be the high cost of insurance once you've lit a bottle rocket off in your face, or the high cost of medical care for that type of injury.
Yeah, but in a free market, I think you could just afford health care, and so maybe he has a $100 bill or something. I don't know, maybe doctors could charge, like, okay, well, if this is a self-inflicted injury, it's like triple cost.
Yeah,
so I went to the doctor in Mexico, and I had what they call a turistas. Does anyone know what that is?
Nope.
Turistas is an ailment that afflicts tourists.
Oh, okay.
In Mexico. Montezuma's Revenge is another terminology.
Drank the water and got diarrhea.
I don't know if I drank the water, but they say that it just happens. They don't even know. They don't even propose to tell you why it happened.
Okay.
You eat food. The food was made of the water. Who knows what happened? And, I went to the doctor. Now, this wasn't just this started, right? Like, I'm, trying to do things and trying to figure out how to solve this. The doctor was free. Free. Because he's paid for by the drugstore next door to, presumably you're going to go and buy the drugs from that drugstore. Now, so I go to the doctor. He says, you need charcoal pills. Charcoal pills are so cheap, right? So I go to the drugstore next door where you can buy all kinds of prescriptions without a prescription, all kinds of drugs that would require a prescription in the United States without it, and I ask for some charcoal pills. They're remarkably inexpensive, and of course I'm going to do business with the company, the drugstore that's paying for the doctor that I just went to, but I didn't have to.
Yeah.
There was no requirement. I didn't even have to walk out of his office through the drugstore. None of that. Now, you could do it that way.
Walgreens almost does that. They do that to the extent that they're allowed because pharmacists can't write prescriptions in New Hampshire or most other states. But you can go in and they'll tell you. They won't do it for infants, but if you're an adult, they'll tell you what you need. And if it's not a prescription, then you can buy it from Walgreens. And honestly, most times people go to the doctor, they don't need a doctor.
Right.
They don't even need a nurse. They need a glorified drug dealer. And Walgreens can provide that. And they do, except they might have to tell you go to the doctor and get a script for this.
Yep, they could very well.
Pay the doctor fee.
In which case, it's a good idea to go to the doctor. But a lot of people that go to doctors, for whatever reason, just don't want to go to work that day. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It looks like from the Washington Times here, Bill de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to snitch on their neighbors who violate social distancing.
Unsurprising.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. There are lots of cryptocurrencies out there. But Free Talk Live has teamed up with Divi, and they are, well, they're sort of a new kid on the block. Their next generation wallet's coming. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi and Bitcoin and government money right there in the mobile app. Withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. They make it easy there at Divi. You go to DiviProject.org, and you can set up these one-click masternodes is what they're called, and it's because they try to make it as easy as possible for you to begin earning passive income with their masternodes. It's DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Sir, I just wanted to say that with regard to Germany and education, you can become anything you want in Germany. All you have to do is maintain decent marks in high school, and if you don't have enough, and if you have trouble maintaining decent marks, you get off early enough so that you can have a tutor to help you in the afternoon to make sure that your marks stay in order.
Do they provide tutors also?
When you get into college in the old days, they did. In East Germany, they did, yes. They changed that rule, and I don't know what it is now. But before the fall of the wall, they had 20 tutors that were available at the Technische Universität Dresden in the Mumbai, which is in Mumbai-Strasse.
So are you saying that IQ has nothing to do with ability then? Because that was part of Mark's claim, right? Like, certain people are just suited for it.
You should be able to do it. Rehearse and rehearse and rehearse.
Nuclear physics was the
and the energy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think I said astrophysicist. It was the terminology
I used.
No, I didn't
say anything about astrophysicist. I said anything you want to be. You can be anything you
want to
be.
That's one of the things you might want to be, though. Like, there are things that require a certain level of intelligence, just like there are things that require a certain level of physical ability.
You need physical strength to be able to do it, because it does take a bit of work. You have to have ambition to do it, and you have to have, in German it's called Zielstrebigkeit. In other words, you have to be directed. You have to really want it, and you have to be willing and able to help society. It's nice if you're a kind person. They'll recognize that as well, and they'll make sure that if you're that kind of person, they'll make sure you get ahead, and they you get that.
But somebody with a 100 IQ is never going to be a quantum physicist.
Unless they practice hard enough and get the right instruction.
Like, it's not going to happen.
I can't tell you that for 100%, but I can tell you that if you're the kind of person who's ready, willing, and able to work, they will help you to become whatever you want to become to be.
I will give you that much, right? Like, that determination, grit, or whatever the terminology we wish to use for the stick-to-itiveness that it takes to do whatever. If you're passionate about it, that you have a much better chance of doing whatever it is that you want to do. But, you know, sadly, my son was blessed with my coordination. He is never going to be an NBA basketball player.
Sell him short.
Yeah, right. Just sell him short and sell him short and sell him uncoordinated. That's just the reality of it. And this isn't a statement about how, where's the privilege? Where's the fairness when it comes down? He's just never going to do it. And also, he has no interest in doing it. Go ahead.
You know, life is not fair. You're going to have disadvantages.
Indeed.
I'm sorry.
And when you try to make it fair, you make it wholly unfair.
Right, so if the allegation is that Germany provides academic support for their students to achieve what they can achieve, I have no reason to disbelieve that. But if the claim is that anybody in Germany can pursue whatever profession they want, that is untrue because there is differences in people.
There are different kinds of intelligences as well, and you
sure
specific
your head against a rock to do one where you don't have the intelligence at all. But if you really want to do it, the guy who started Con Edison, Thomas Edison, he said that brilliance is 99% elbow grease and 1% genius.
Well, Thomas Edison was a con artist, so I don't know how much weight I put into that.
I think that so he said 99% perspiration, inspiration.
Perspiration. Yeah, 95, exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
And I agree. No, there's nothing wrong with that, Robert, because I agree that it's determination that in large part determines things. Like I'm an ex-convict. I spent 8.5 years in prison, years ago, and I'm relatively successful now in a nationally syndicated radio program and 200 stations. I've pulled it off, and I didn't pull it off with my good looks and charm. I did it because I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And it was a lot of hard work for a long time.
But do you accept that there are certain limitations to your intelligence that prevent you from pursuing
anything? I'm never
going to
be
else.
The nuclear physicist. I've talked to them. I've talked to computer programmers and hackers and these sorts of things. I've talked to all kinds of very intelligent people. And I can assure you, there are jobs I simply cannot do. Because, I just don't have that kind of mind.
But an average person can still do, it's not like they can't be successful in anything. It's that there are cutoffs to certain fields that require specific knowledge.
I think that it's rare, though, that a person is motivated and passionate about doing a job that they can't actually pull off. So I'm kind of between y'all here, is I do agree that reality comes in and shows its face now and then, but when Robert's saying 99%, it's 99%. I'm fine with that part, is that, sure, in a great... It's rare that a person... I don't want to be an astrophysicist because I can't do that. Or at least...
Well, if you wanted to, you'd spend 99% of your time doing what astrophysicists do. And slowly but surely, you'd become good at it because you get so much extra practice at it. If that's all you ever want to do from morning till night, somehow, some way, you'd be good at it after a while.
You're overlooking that some things require a certain amount of intelligent and analytics to go into that thing, not just practicing a skill. Like, these aren't just skills that you could just keep practicing. You have to be able to know how to figure out the material, even when you're taught it.
Some people just think differently, right? And thinking differently lends itself to certain fields of skill and academia.
That's also true.
And that's kind of what, I'd like to see in some school system is to say some kind of train in some kind of testing to see how do you think, at least try to figure this stuff out, and directing kids towards certain areas that they might be good at. So
that would be valuable.
I was given, this battery of tests that said that, you're a spatial conceptual genius.
Well, now
what does that mean?
It's the ASVAB.
The Armed
school.
Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
So you know what field to go into when you join the military.
Boom. The kind that blows things up. So, but, they gave me a list of things that I might be good at, and had I ever been passionate about any of those, I could have pursued those things, whatever they were. But I wasn't. So, there you go. Yes. The problem is having teenagers decide what they're going to do for the rest of their life.
Well, that's why I said earlier, 14 seems a bit early to start picking careers.
Indeed it does.
Well, when do you want to do that, though? Like, wait till you're 25, till your brain's all developed, and then have to start then? Like, when?
Let it naturally develop.
855-450-3733.
Saddle up. It's new DynaVite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze-dry the green mist in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like DynaVite. It's simple. It's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out new DynaVite for horses at DynaVite.com.
It doesn't take much. Just one little scoop. I get my DynaVite from DynaVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Pretty Rich.
And Melanie.
Well, I can't guarantee what's going to happen this summer, but I can guarantee you this. If it is possible to have Fork Fest, and this is the Fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, Free Talk Live will be there. Ian will be there.
Would we move it to one of the states that isn't on lockdown?
I don't even know. I haven't even considered this. But I can tell you, if you wanted to talk about that with people, you can go to the unofficial website at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Now, there's other events that are supposedly not going to cancel either. I hear the folks at Freedom Fest and Anarcha Vegas are trying very hard to have their events. I support that. There has to be some kind of exit plan. We have to have some kind of idea what's going on. You can't just go on the internet for the rest of our lives and just make fun of each other about, how come you don't believe, if you want to go outside, you love the orange man. Right? Like all this kind of nonsense. Forkfest.party. That's fork, as in the thing you eat with, fest.party.
We're in New Hampshire. We can just open up anyway. Be like, oh, you think we're closed? That's cute. I'm going to work.
I'm with you. I don't know. I mean,
then why does it take a protest at the Capitol then? Why not just open up?
It's still bad, and it still shouldn't be illegal to go outside and go to work. But it was, I will say, this was the first protest. This wasn't the first lockdown protest, but the lockdown protests are the first protest, I'm going to say, I believe, ever where somebody could not drive past and scream out the window, "Why don't you get a job?"
Let's go to Joan. Call him from, John. I got confused there. John, are you calling from Nebraska?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What's on your mind, John?
You guys are kind of talking about healthcare and education, and, well, I think that, healthcare is lousy right now, and so is education. I think we need to improve it. We need to spend more tax dollars on it.
You think that'll do it? Because I think that they spend more tax dollars on education in the United States than, all the other countries around the world.
Well, I mean, you look how much money we're dumping into the Pentagon, and I just think that we could do something more useful with that money, you know, like maybe dump it into the public
school. Give it back to the people that earned it in the first place.
something be more useful.
I'm with you on that. Outrageous. Like any plan that starts with let's cut the military budget by 50% is a plan that my ears perk up immediately.
I'll sign that. It won't mean anything, but I'll sign it.
Right. If you're saying let's take 10% of the money that we would save by cutting the military budget by 50% to dump it into education so the teachers' unions can get fatter and sassier and have a bunch of more silly rules that result in kids getting a poorer and poorer education as time goes by.
Common Core 2.0.
Not a problem. I mean, we got an education system now that currently turns out kids. You look this up. This is liberal publications, not conservative ones, that say, 19% of kids who are graduates, not attendees, graduates of government schools are functionally illiterate. So
just bump up the money numbers.
So if that money is going to knock it down to 18%, cool. If it bumps it up to 20%, what difference does it make? I mean, this system is really just a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. So if you want to rename it to that, because that'd be cool.
I would just, could you imagine how much better off, we'd be, how much more healthy we would be if we had dumped this into research and development, with hospitals and medicine and all that stuff. I mean, that would be a better use of the money, and that's pretty much all I'm calling in to say. So thanks,
John. Appreciate it.
I think individuals contributing to those endeavors is a better use of the money.
Yeah, so if I had to pick between where that money was going to go and I couldn't, return it to its rightful owners, the place that I don't actively want it to not go is medical research.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So what I would say as far as medical research is, if somebody asks me, well, what about government funding for medical research? First, I exhaled loudly. We call this a sigh. And then I say, all right, well, as a libertarian, obviously my first thought is that everything's more efficient if funded by people who are interested in it and, these sorts of things. And maybe we should have universities doing medical research, and people will say often, well, we do. And I'm like, yeah, but they get their money from the government, so they're often doing a bunch of nonsense, and they're repeating things
over
and over again.
How high can we get quails on cocaine?
Right, and a whole bunch of
study we actually did.
So do you not think, then, that funding government-funded medical research would go down that same rabbit hole? Like, there's not going to be bloat and disincentives?
Oh, there's going to be bloat. However, you are dealing with adults as opposed to kids, so...
And medical research is a worthwhile endeavor on its face.
Well, then you don't.
Whereas being an imperialist and bombing Iraq 15 times is not.
Sure.
But as a worthwhile endeavor, then the libertarian position should be that it should and will get funded on its own.
It is not. It's not that it's not. The libertarian position is that if something is worthwhile, it will be funded.
Yeah.
And most of us take medications, by the way, that were that have long, long, long been available, and then now they're, they tweak it a little bit here, tweak it a little bit there, and then call it new, and then get the patent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like to spend a lot of my time and energy complaining about systems that would exist outside of the state and that serve positive purposes because they're state funded. I don't spend a whole lot of time complaining about the post office or medical research or even libraries because those
things
would
exist. What about the police department? Because people want security.
The police department is not a security agency.
Yeah, but it would be.
A security agency would exist, but the police department is not a security agency.
People like having their lives protected.
Okay, but that's not what the cops do either.
That's, functionally...
If there was a agency of the state that only protected property rights except also it stole the funding to do that, I would not spend a whole lot of time complaining about it. I would complain about taxes per se, but I would not spend a lot of time complaining about the New Hampshire security system if that was a thing that existed.
Right. The problem with the
cops.
The problem with the state largely, with government programs largely, isn't the thing that they do. Feeding poor people, providing medical services to young mothers, taking robbers and putting them off the street or whatever. That's not the problem. The problem is how they get their funding.
That's always the problem.
It's always the problem. Let's go to Steve calling in from Virginia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Rich. Hey, Melanie. Let me start off by saying this. The world needs ditch diggers, too. Okay?
Indeed. Well, do you think they do anymore?
I wasn't saying that they shouldn't. I was just saying that you shouldn't reallocate them to positions that they're going to fail at.
Wait, but here's my point, is that, you know, at the point of a gun, we are taxed for an education system that not only fails the, you know, the parents and you know, but all the people paying that, you know, don't even have a, you know, a dog in the fight there. We still all pay for the system. And the issue here is that, you know, I used to live in Connecticut, and the town I lived in, we had a technical high school. The kids that, you know, weren't cutting it in high school, they were, I guess, deemed to be maybe good tradesmen. And so the technical high school would, you know, maybe scale back on higher math and you know, literature and teach them more rudimentary stuff and a technical skill so that when they...
And I think it should be looked at more as equal alternatives, not, oh, well, you failed the regular one, so I guess you have to do tech.
Well, you know, there was a guy back in the 20s, he started out, called Johnson O'Connor, and he was a researcher and an educator, and he developed a system of testing for aptitudes. Okay, if you know, in spite of what the guy said before about Germany, if you don't have an aptitude for something, it doesn't matter. You can spend, you know, 23 hours a day, you know, banging your head against the wall like Mark.
I've never seen that happen in real life. You know, just like, yeah. I guess it sort of seems that passion and success tend to go together. I'm sure that they're, you know, in the course of the billions of people that have populated this planet, clearly somebody out there somewhere
must have been
a very passionate adult. Hold the line here, Steve. Passionate adults, but I haven't met too many of them. That doesn't make it not so. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Steve, I know you have a thought. If you just hold on for me on Free Talk Live.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're on with Steve from Virginia here, talking about education. But real quick, before we get back into it, I want to remind people, by the way, it's Mark with you.
Pretty Rich.
And Melanie.
Look, if you haven't heard yet, we've advertised saveitpurse.com here on Free Talk Live for years. And I don't need to tell you what it is, because it's closing down. If you have ever use Save It Purse or Purse.io or, you know, whatever the iteration of it is that you've used, they're shutting down. You need to get your money out. You need to go do that within the next week or so, because, well, at some point or another, those custodial wallets, here on Free Talk Live, we've always told you, avoid custodial wallets, or at least avoid putting your money in for very long.
Not your keys, not your coins.
If it's not your keys, it's not your coins. And those custodial wallets will be shut down, and I don't know what they're going to do with the money that's in that's left over. There's bound to be some that's left over. Please don't let it be yours. The website is saveatpurse.com. And if you didn't have an account there, then you can ignore what I said. I just feel like, as a public service, when we talked about it, we really need to talk about them shutting down, too.
Have you found an alternative that does kind of serves the same market?
No, but if you'd like to set one up, I'd love to talk to you about advertising.
Okay.
Steve, Virginia, you're back on Free Talk Live. I can't remember exactly where we were, but I know you were talking
about... Well, Mark, you were talking about people, and thanks for holding me over, but you were talking about, you know, the issue of passion and how passion is necessary to succeed in something you have an aptitude for. I know plenty of people who have been passionate failures. Okay, they've been told all their life that they could achieve anything, and they're passionate about something, but they don't have the skills to put it into, you know, to make a success of it. So, you know, education needs to stop lying to people. That's why I'm saying, you know, we do need ditch diggers too. The other issue is, you know, the last caller was saying about, you know, put more money into education and it'll be better. And, you know, Rich said, well, you know, maybe it's better to just give the money back to the people it was, you know, taken.
I will always make that case, by the way.
Yes. And that's a very good case. But here's one of the things about the education system that I have, like, the biggest problem with is the sports programs that are in, you know, school from, you know, early on. trying to train kids to become athletes that a very small percentage will be. And here's the real issue is that basically schools are being used as farm leagues to produce people who will later on possibly be chosen to, you know, work for a national league or some other thing.
Well, if they're giving you a free scholarship in exchange for that, then, I mean, that's kind of weird.
Oh, it's not a free scholarship. You know, if the kid's going to public school, the public is paying for him to get that training and that education to participate in a sport that...
Okay,
you know,
I thought you were talking about college sports in college.
Yeah, no, even in high school. And the thing is that the talk about football, okay, you know, it can be a very potentially damaging game to young bodies.
Kids die every year playing football.
And it's also not forced in school. Like, you don't have to take P.E. and you don't have to play sports.
You don't have to.
But you don't have to take P.E.
You have to take P.E. I took P.E. like at my school for a year and a half. You had to have 3 semesters of P.E. in high school.
No, in my high school, you had a choice between P.E., band, or ROTC.
Here's my point. My point is, as a taxpayer, I am required to pay for these programs that basically injure the children, or, you know, maybe 1 or 0.1% might make it, you know, into a professional career. But the thing is, the big sports, you know, conglomerates are using our education system, our tax dollars, to produce these people to begin with. And,
are you opposed to high school sports than any other high school extracurriculars?
I think any sports in school, because these are things that are not necessary for educating a child to become, you know, something that is productive for society.
I disagree with that. So personally, I would say that, look, do not put me in the position where I'm defending government school. However, I would say that
I won't.
School is supposed to teach us the things that we would use in life. I yet have yet to use the Iliad. Have yet to use trigonometry. I learned that crap. However, if somebody would have taken on early on, perhaps teaching me about nutrition and a good sort of fitness for life kind of system instead of. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, football is always the one that people go after, and it is the one I go after, too, because I just think that it's a poor choice.
Basketball, you can go straight from high school into the pros, right?
You can, but, I mean, basketball you can at least do for health on your own. You can put up a hoop at your house, and a half an hour every day, you can run drills and play basketball. Football, I mean, I guess you could go out in your yard and buy one of those big metal things that you shove back and forth, but, you know, football is this team sport that was so expensive and then has all the bad results that it has. I think there's really nothing out there that compares to it on the scale of...
Right. And
I love it. I love to see these football players, like, running down the field, these incredible athletes running down the field and, like, reaching out and grabbing the football that's way out in front of them, pulling it back into the numbers. I think it's an incredible feat of athleticism and the way the quarterback works together with the wide receiver. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know...
That's great, yeah. But are you willing to pay for it? Thousands of children who will, you know, either be damaged or never even make it to a pro career in order to allow some who have that talent and those aptitudes
think that the main benefit of sports for children is that they have this 0.0001 chance of making it into the NFL. I think it's a healthy thing to do overall. Should it be funded by the state? Obviously not. But if I have a kid in school and for 1 hour I can either put them in football, something that's, you know, a kid who's up for this.
And you're not going to play tackle football at PE either. Like, they don't put kids in that danger. If you want to play football, it's the extracurricular after school stuff.
There's a lot that happens at the line, though. Right, so, you know, yeah, maybe you don't get spiked as you're receiving the ball or whatever the case may be, or even a running back because you've got a flag on, but the big guys in the front are still shoving on big guys in the front, and those guys' knees, they blow out constantly. I'm not saying in PE class, but and we didn't play football in PE in high school. If you wanted to play football, you signed up for junior varsity. There's freshman football, junior varsity,
And
that's
kind
of what I'm saying.
They had some level of competence for you if you wanted to put your body in danger.
And it typically were the people who have played like in the Pop Warner leagues or the early flag football leagues who already had the passion to play football, wanted to play high school football, and then would have to try out and make that team. Again, if we take out the government funding aspect of it, I think sports would still be an active part of a teenager's life.
Yeah, and actually playing sports, I find it insanely boring to sit down and watch someone else do it. Like, I would find it insanely boring to sit down and watch someone else go for a walk. Well, but actually playing sports yourself, there is value to.
Thank you for the call, Steve. Let's go to Ryan calling in from Montana. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good afternoon, Brian. Driving a truck in Montana.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, oh, you're welcome, sir. We're earning it. We're going hard right through the whole pandemic. I noticed that this governor of New York is blah, blah, blah about Trump, but yet he's got seven taggers in the zoo that they haven't said anything about letting the kids into the zoo, and then they're going to get breathed on again. There's dogs running around New York. New York has no program announced to us to protect us if they lift any kind of a restriction ban to move around. What are we supposed to do?
Take personal precautions on your own.
Is there a politician that is misdirecting the negative attention that he should get to somebody else? I am shocked, sir. Shocked.
Yeah, because they could start a program with Trump and go, it's called Medical Homeland Security. That would rule everything and make these guys protect us.
I don't want their protection. I don't want the government, the governors, the mayors.
They've been offering their protection for a long time, Ryan. It terrifies
me. I don't want
me.
Them in charge of this at all. Hey, they should just stop whatever they're doing.
Ryan, I got a question for you, if I may.
Yes, sir.
You're out there trucking right now. Are you long haul?
Long haul, sir. Heavy long haul. Heavy.
Yeah, and indeed. What has your life changed? What's going on? What's your? Because you guys are out there every day.
Yeah, my life used to be just trucking, going to museums, Boot Hill, you name it, amusement parks for my breaks. But now that the pandemic's on, my mind and body has focused on people have to eat. We've got to get these good delivered, cut all the fun stuff out of it. Let's just get to work here and just get the job done. And that's all it's been. And we're getting tired.
I mean, there's a lot of people who want to be at work. So, I mean, what are they supposed to do with lockdown on?
Yep.
Well, they could get a class 3 or a class 1.
No, they can't because the DMV's closed and the classes are probably closed, too.
Thank you for your service, Ryan.
Right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, truckers, 99% of the stuff you've got in stores that you buy every day, they move. So thanks for all the truckers out there, all the nurses. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.